Good morning. I'm John Sliggers. The Lamar City Council this week took several steps concerning the new residential development of the city. Overlook Developments, LLC, is planning an apartment townhouse development at Erdmanville. The council approved the vacation of a portion of 6th Street Northwest to make way for the development of four parcels called the Overlook Addition. The council also approved the final plat for the development. It will include construction of 92 apartments and 8 townhomes. Overlook also requested the council submit an application for the Workforce Tax Incentive Program through the Iowa Development Authority. The city will provide a local match to their program through a 100% exemption of taxes on increased assessed value for the first 7 years of the project. The tax exemption would total $1.29 million over 7 years. The total investment in the Overlook development is $16 million. Lamar's police are warning residents about a telephone scam. A post on the police Facebook page says a resident was called by someone identifying himself as a Lamar's police officer. The scammer claimed a family member was involved in an accident near Walmart and asked for money. Police never ask for money over the telephone, and police urge residents that if faced with this scam, they should hang up. It's been 7 years since a total solar eclipse darkened parts of the Midwest, and although Monday's event won't be a total eclipse in Iowa, it will be significant for most of the state. Chemistry and Planetary Sciences Professor Shannon Vischer at Dort University in Sioux Center says you will definitely notice something's happening. In northwest Iowa, the sun will be about 75% covered, while it'll be more like 90% in southeast Iowa. Vischer says you'll need eye protection like certified solar glasses or welding glass. To see the full eclipse, you'd need to travel somewhere between Texas and Maine. The nearest point is southern Illinois and southeast Missouri. The legislature has approved new rules for how Iowa landlords handle requests from renters who ask to have an emotional support animal or service animal in their unit. Representative Jacob Bossman of Sioux City says the bill provides common sense guidelines for what kind of documents landlords can request from tenants who ask to have a service or support animal in their rental. The bill also outlines when landlords may reject requests due to safety or financial concerns.
Pets are wonderful companions, and as anyone who's ever had a pet knows, they can be very healing as well. That's why support animals are so vital. But to guarantee the sustainability of the system, there must be guardrails.
The bill would let landlords ask for documentation from a health care provider if a tenant's need for an assistance animal is not readily apparent. The bill won unanimous approval in the House and the Senate and is now headed to the governor for review. Iowa lawmakers may create a grant program to help recruit attorneys to practice in rural areas of the state. It would be modeled after a program in South Dakota that's now providing incentives to 13 attorneys in rural areas. Representative Brian Losey, who is an attorney, says it is difficult to find an attorney for any legal work in some rural areas. A bill that has won approval in a House committee would create a rural attorney recruitment fund to provide incentives to up to 5 attorneys for 5 years. The incentives would be worth 90% of the tuition for the University of Iowa Law School. An Iowa Workforce Development Executive Director, Beth Townsend, says they're continuing to meet with workers at the Tyson plant in Perry as the June closing date approaches.
We have been working with the local economic developers, with the mayor, with the community, with Tyson, with DMAC, with other nonprofit entities. We've had our mobile unit on site twice.
She says they have now also opened a transitional office. Tyson says it has offered workers a chance to take jobs at other facilities. Townsend says they may or may not be an option for those employees. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sliggers.